columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Tyler, I just got to go here one more time because I did a little research. Because you said, or a listener said, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I agreed with the listener.
A texter said what? With the Broncos, if the Broncos didn't draft Brock Osweiler, right?
Yeah, correct.
In the second round.
Yeah, okay. Correct.
Here are the three quarterbacks that were taken after Brock Osweiler.
Okay.
Now, you tell me if the Broncos would have had a chance to win a Super Bowl with one of these guys filling in for Peyton Manning. Okay. Russell Wilson, Nick Foles, Kirk Cousins.
Sure, but you just proved Mike Evans' theory. Congratulations.
How did I prove his theory?
You just proved that khaki pants quarterback can pay off. How do you like that? You thought you were going to get me, but you just admitted defeat to Mike Evans.
Oh, my God.
You just admitted defeat.
That's not even the argument.
That's exactly what the point
Tyler.
Is. Hey, you just gave me three names that could all prove that a khaki pants quarterback could work out. Congrats.
Tyler, of course a khaki pants quarterback can work out.
Oh, well, at least you'll say that. I don't think Mike would ever admit that, of course, a top 10 QB could work out.
Well, he'd be an idiot to not say it could work out. The Holt boy, I've been trying to make the debate about what gives you the best chance. What are the odds of it working out? And what should you use as a strategy? I have never, ever, ever said one of the khaki pants quarterbacks can't work out, like it's an impossibility. The odds of success are way lower. That's what I've always said. Never that it can't work out.
Okay, here we go. All right, fair enough.
Okay?
Fair enough, I'll give it to you.
But if my own partner... God, Mike Evans is evil. He really is evil.
No, you're evil because you keep trying to poke little tiny holes in all my theories, and it started to tick me off today, and now I finally proved your point wrong when you tried to prove me wrong.
Forget it. I like you way more than I like everybody. I like everybody.
I like you enough.
We're all
I'm good enough with you.
Yeah, but the point is the Broncos should not have spent that capital on Brock Osweiler. They shouldn't have.
Now I feel like now my head's going to explode. How could you possibly say that the selection of Brock Osweiler was not the right selection when it very directly was a huge part of making it to the Super Bowl? How could you say that wasn't the right selection?
That was a weird draft. Where is Brock Osweiler? Oh, that was the Derek Wolfe draft, right?
I don't know. Was that the same year?
Yeah, I think so. It was the same year. Wow. What a messed up draft that was. Holy cow. The Broncos moved out of the first round and took Derek. And then they moved back up to take Brock because... Brock, I guess, hung out with John Elway's kid on Mill Ave in Tempe. I mean, I guess that's what the reason was. You know who the pick was?
You're not having a good day. This isn't going your way today.
Let me go.
This has been bad.
No, it hasn't been bad.
As soon as you realized that I had you on the khaki pants thing, I know you were sweating. I can't see it, but I know you were purple.
Nah. Can I give you the four guys taken after Brock Osweiler?
Sure. Okay. You already did, I thought.
Levante David.
Oh, you're saying any player. I'm sorry.
I'm just going over the draft. Like, gotcha. Who was taken after Brock Osweiler?
Gotcha,
take Brock. Here, I'm not in Mike's parallel universe where I can time leap and I can take guys, you know, I can do things ahead of time. Like, and Mike has a DeLorean at his disposal where he can just sort of move and shift time. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to look at the four guys before him. I'm going to look at the four guys after him. That all could have been possible. So, well, who would have helped out the team more in 2012?
Okay.
2012, Peyton Manning's first year. Would you have rather had a backup quarterback in Brock Osweiler, or, and think about how good that team was, double overtime loss to the Ravens? Or would you rather have Lavonte David, linebacker? Would have started, right?
Would have started, yeah. Would it have paid off in the same manner that Brock Osweiler did? No.
Vinny Curry, defensive end.
Good player, not a great player. See, if you're asking me, like, specifically which player, like, would be better at their job, I would have a different answer. But if we're going to – if the question is who would have a bigger impact on
that
the team
– That year.
I don't know that, that I – like, just in 1 year, so we don't want to flash forward and
no,
know that he paid
don't
off.
Care. Who would have helped Peyton Manning win a Super Bowl
That's
that
convenient.
Year?
That's convenient.
That was the case.
Well, no, it's not. It's not. I mean, in that year, all right, what are they thinking? Why did they select Brock Osweiler then? What are they thinking? Tell me what they're thinking.
Honest to God, I don't know.
They're thinking they don't know how long Peyton Manning could play.
They're thinking that
Brett Favre had Aaron Rodgers drafted in the second round for a reason because they didn't know how long it was going to last, right? So when Peyton Manning is towards the tail end of their career, the Broncos are thinking, we're going to take a second rounder. Might be a franchise guy.
Can I be real? Let me keep it real. Let me be a hundy with you.
Okay.
I swear to God, I think the reason they took Brock and they moved up for him, seriously, is that John Elway had a personal relationship with Brock through his son and just kind of was into Brock Osweiler.
Well,
I swear to God. I think it was like that, and I think it was the same reasons they got Brock, I think, are the same reasons John Elway moved up to get Drew Lock in the second round. I think John just thinks differently. I think John thinks impetuously. It was an impetuous decision. It wasn't logical.
Well, if that's true, and it could be, I mean, maybe there is some degree. Like, when you know somebody, you just naturally want to kind of do good things for him. So I'm not going to discount that entirely, that might have impacted which quarterback he selected, but That's all it impacted.
You know what? That means
that regardless, they were going to take a quarterback. So,
regardless,
it would have been a QB in the second round.
Here's a bigger question. Why did John Elway think Brock Osweiler was a better quarterback than Russell Wilson, Nick Foles, or Kirk Cousins?
Well, that's an entirely different question.
That's what the choice was. So what the hell? I mean, you know, and think about Brock really barely played at Arizona State. You realize that, right? He just didn't play that many games. Brock's a good dude. I like Brock. But Russell Wilson was a star at NC State and then a star at Wisconsin. Kirk Cousins was ripping it up at Michigan State. Nick Foles was a stud in the Pac-12. I don't know.
Okay, I mean, all of that is a very valid argument, but not really in relation to what we're discussing.
Well, my point is John Elway, as a GM in drafts previous, has made impetuous, illogical choices. And I want to point out there are other guys besides Brock who would have been available over the 4 years that could have done the same thing Brock did, if not better. I'm grateful for Brock. You are right about this. I'll give you this. The Denver Broncos do not win a Super Bowl if Brock Osweiler doesn't play as well as it. You are right about that. The bigger question, was he it? Was he really the only one that could have done that? And if you're telling me that's the case, he's the only one that could have done that, then fine. My argument is you could have found a quarterback to do that same thing later on, and you could have got Lavonte David. You could have got Vinny Curry or Kelechi Osemele or LaMichael James as a running back or Casey Hayward, a defensive back. You could have got other guys that would have helped you right then and there.
Well, you know what? You're probably right, D-Mac. I'm sure there were other quarterbacks that were selected later in the draft. Matter of fact, I know of them because you already listed them, that are better quarterbacks than Brock Osweiler, which directly makes you assume that they could have done the same thing that Brock did, okay? However, if you go back to your original argument about everything, if you need a quarterback, the higher you select him, the greater the odds you have of succeeding than drafting a quarterback in the second round. If you know you need a quarterback, makes sense.
Yeah, but you stay away from the 20s. It's the Bermuda Triangle if you're a playoff
okay.
team.
All right, we'll find mutual ground. I'll agree on that.
If you're playing in the playoff, what are you doing? Paxton Lynch, are you kidding me? You know, freaking the list of Tim Tebow. You're right. By my philosophy, the Broncos wouldn't have Tim Tebow, and yes, they wouldn't have Aaron Rodgers. But of course, if I needed a quarterback, I wouldn't have waited to draft Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't have sat there, and I still don't understand that draft. Why was Aaron Rodgers sitting in the waiting room that long? You know what I mean? It was a crazy, crazy craziness, Tyler, and we'll move on, right? Philip Lindsay. I think Philip Lindsay, I think things are going to be awkward. And I'll try to explain why next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Hey, Tyler, you got ESPN on? I'm broadcasting from my house. You're back in the studio. You got ESPN on?
I don't.
All right, if you were to put ESPN on right now, it's an edition of Peyton's Places. And he's wearing the yellow jacket. He's pretending that he is on the Monday Night Football crew.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he's standing next to Al Michaels.
Oh, no way.
Remember when I told you about Peyton's Places, like how much he really likes Al Michaels?
Oh, yeah. I didn't quite realize that it was him pretending to be in a broadcast booth with them.
He's doing play-by-play. If we were to pot up ESPN right now, Kevin, I don't know if we could do that or not.
Kevin just walked in to turn the TV on for me, but...
Well, if we could turn it up, I mean, if we could do it in
Kevin,
the next...
Kevin, can you pot up ESPN?
If you could pot it up, you'd hear Peyton Manning doing play-by-play with
Al
Michaels.
He's running back in.
I mean, if you can do it, they're still doing it. So this is what... I mean, he's pretending like he's Howard Cosell. They're joking around like it's the... that time. But remember when we said Peyton wanted Al Michaels?
Of course he did.
You know?
You don't make a trade in media personalities. Nope. Unless right. There's a reason.
Right. Don't worry about it. It's over. But I wanted to show you, because you haven't watched all of Peyton's Places, right?
No, I've not. I've mostly just got bits and pieces here and there.
Well, they're really, really good. And, you know, Peyton's good at apparently everything he does. It's annoying. But it just goes to show you, it wasn't a coincidence they were trying to do all that stuff with Al Michaels. And Peyton's a trip, dude. I mean, like, either I get the right partner or I'm turning down a $20 million a year job.
Man. Talk about doing it for the love of what you want to do.
Holy cow.
If it's not right, if it's not perfect, and I mean perfect, I'm just not going to do it.
God, thank God we don't have those standards on the Fan, Tyler. Oh my God.
Goodness gracious.
Jeez, that'd be ridiculous. We do things for like Applebee's coupons, you know? It doesn't even matter. But
right,
no.
Right.
All right. I'll work with you.
Somebody pay me to say something.
All right. What to you is the most interesting of these three stories? Shelby Harris coming back with the Broncos, Derek Wolfe not getting an offer and ending up with the Ravens, Philip Lindsay being upset and his agent talking to John Elway about where things stand. What do you think is the most interesting of those three stories?
Shelby Harris, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, this is something that nobody saw coming. Shelby Harris was the very first guy that I gave up on in free agency.
Mm.
He was the very first one, and I'm talking months and months ago, that I just said, nope, don't want him back. It's going to be too expensive. It's not going to work out, so you might as well figure out what the backup plan is, right? Shelby didn't see this coming. The Broncos didn't see this coming. Shelby goes out. At least somebody thought that somebody was going to give him a multi-year deal, right? Lo and behold, Shelby can't find any partner to give him some business, and he comes back to the Broncos. He signs for less money than he was making last year, and this is a game changer as far as what you need to do in the draft. Now, all of a sudden, the defensive line is no longer a priority.
Well, he was on the Zoakley show earlier today and explained that he's not going to dwell on what happened with them in free agency.
Oh, you know, really for me, just obviously the beginning of free agency was disappointing. But then it's like, all right, well, what's next? You know, you can't dwell on anything. You know, there's legal passes up if you get caught up in stuff like that. And so I was like, all right, well, the next best situation is, okay, well, can we go back to Denver? Because it's a perfect situation for me to be in. And, you know, last year we had two DNs have six-plus sacks, and I really just believe that, you know, this was the perfect place for me to be if I was going to do another 1 year. And then, they, you know, we can't end up, you know, doing a multi-year deal here. But I just really, I feel comfortable here. My family loves it here, and I'm loving that I get to come back.
Okay, so he comes back. Is that an awkward situation?
I think so. I think it's enough to keep your eye on it. If you're Shelby, man, coming back to the team that you just had a career year on, a banner year, it's one thing to have everybody give up on you and you go to some other team that has nothing to do with anything and they give you a low deal, right? But to go back to the very team in which you had six sacks, all those batted passes, you had a banner year, and according to what they're paying you, they value you less today than you did before that year. That has the potential to be upsetting. Yeah, and I'm really not trying to start anything here, but I think it's worth noting, and I think it's worth keeping an eye on throughout the season.
Okay. When Phillip Lindsay comes back, is that awkward?
Less awkward?
I think it's
I
think it's more.
It probably is more awkward. You're
because
right.
Because at least Shelby's a starter.
I don't know. They both had expectations that they were going to get paid. Now, Shelby Harris had different kinds of expectations, and he did not expect John Elway to pay him. But Phillip Lindsay expected John Elway to pay him, right?
What kind of leader is Phillip Lindsay in the locker room?
I would imagine he's a big-time leader. I mean, I think there was a point when Emmanuel Sanders left town that he was – arguably the most important leader, specifically on offense, but I mean with anybody on the team, you know. So this is a very awkward situation, not just for Phillip, but for everybody.
Because Melvin Gordon comes in, and who's Melvin Gordon? I mean, he's a dude from the Chargers.
Sort of not. I mean, Melvin has got enough name recognition that I think everybody, when he walks into that locker room, he's going to be accepted just fine. And I don't think anybody's going to look at Melvin Gordon like, man, you don't deserve to be the starter. But, yeah, I mean, there's going to be people out there that have just got a fantastic relationship with Phillip, and they're going to naturally be rooting for him.
I'm talking about his teammates.
I know. I'm talking about his teammates as well.
I think Phillip has an amazing personality. I think he is an unbelievable leader. You know, this is to me an incredible story. He was a captain on the varsity football team as a freshman. Wow. And you know, when you give this up, you know, you realize like Phillip's been doing all the things a starting running back is doing, right? Like certain days, he goes to the podium because, you know, we don't want to gather around his locker. He's going to go to the podium. Well, that goes away, right? It's Melvin Gordon, not Phillip Lindsay coming up, correct?
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, interviews or requests or that sort of thing, I'm not saying he won't get some, but really the guy to talk to is the starter, correct?
Not in this situation. I think
that's going to be weird then, man.
I think Phillip Lindsay is going to have plenty of media attention. Plenty.
I think so, too. But is he really going to want that? Is that really?
Oh, does he want it?
Well, how awkward is that going to be? What, every question is going to be the same thing. How do you feel about being the backup?
How are you feeling about your workload? Are you worried about how they're going to get you involved? Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, when you get on a hot streak, do you feel like you're going to deserve to get more carries? all those questions are going to come out. Is Phillip going to dread him? Probably to one degree. But, yeah, that's why it's going to make it a unique situation, because your backup is going to get – you know, is it going to be equal to the starter? Not in the long run, but in the short term, I could argue that Phillip Lindsay is going to get more attention than Melvin Gordon.
So in the top six, I'm going to ask, is the most fair thing to do to trade Phillip Lindsay? That's next.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.